Hi, welcome to the inaugural episode of Lex Talks. I'm Lex, your humble host. I am 28 years old and I reside in the southeastern portion of the United States. So that right there should give you a grand idea about my upbringing and my life. But rest assured, it is not all going to be sweet tea and biscuits and gravy, though it will get to an episode about that, I promise you. For our first episode, we're going to actually talk about online dating. I've had some really interesting experiences with online dating, ranging from really amazing to wow, what the fuck. So I thought it would be a great place to start because it's something I'm familiar with. I kind of wanted to go over, I guess, some tips and tricks to online dating and also to share some hilarious stories. So let's get into it. So I have only tried one dating site and really given it a serious go, and that has been OkCupid. Now, I do have friends that have tried out Tinder and Plenty of Fish, but OkCupid has been the most reliable for getting legit people who are really cool to talk to. That being said, of course, as with any online dating platform, there are some weirdos out there. There are people that want to send you unsolicited dick pics, which I will get to how to handle that in just a minute. But of course, if you are open and you are yourself, then you'll be able to find some really genuine people. My current girlfriend, I met via OkCupid, and I actually messaged her and didn't hear back from her for like 3 months. But I was, you know, going through a major life change at the time. So I probably had zero business trying to talk to anyone, but I at least wanted to start chatting with somebody and see if we could be friends and then it grow from there. And then I met this amazing girl and it really worked. Before then, my experience with online dating had kind of gone like, unsolicited dick pic here, unsolicited dick pic there, requests for nudes. Like I said, I've seen pretty much everything. I've probably gone out on 4 dates total from people that actually made it through the talking on the app itself to the texting phase to the, hey, let's meet in a public place phase. I've had girls send me requests for nudes, which was kind of a new one. And of course I've gotten it from guys. I've had people that started out that seemed really cool, but then jumped way too quickly into wanting to call me babe or honey, and it got weird. So in order not to ramble our time away, I kind of want to break it down into sections, from profile creation to starting conversations that aren't boring, into, you know, when to give your number, sharing social media, and of course, landing and nailing that first date, because first date is hugely important. Okay, so with profile creation, obviously they give you little guidelines to follow, but my personal suggestions are really don't be afraid to be your weird self, because whoever it is going to figure out that you're a weirdo eventually anyway. So just open up with that. Like, I started off with, you know, talking about like nerdy things that I enjoyed. And even my username was a playoff of my D&D character, and anybody that asked, I let them know. So they knew what they were dealing with before we get in there. I'm not a cool chick. People going into it thinking I'm a cool chick, you know, I don't want to mislead anybody. So just open up and, you know, be yourself as much as possible. Let people see you for who you are, because if somebody wants to talk to you after you've shared something that you think is weird, that means that they probably think it's cool and you guys are going to have a way better time together than if you try and put out this fake persona, because eventually the facade is going to fall through. So just don't even start with that. I'm sure that sounds like really basic information, but I cannot stress enough. Do not try to be somebody that you're not online. People are going to figure it out like really quick. So keep it authentic and be you. If somebody doesn't like who you are for real, then they don't like you. And that's not what you want to attract, right? Also with pictures, don't post pictures of animals that aren't yours. That is such a trap to me. That's like being catfished, in my opinion. And I feel like a lot of people feel that way because, you know, ladies get really excited about dogs. I don't know how gentlemen are, but all of my friends, if we see a dog in someone's profile picture, we're going to trip a lot. And for me, if I see a cat, I'm going to be like, oh my God, they have a cat. It needs to be your pet. Don't sit there and get us all excited about your little dog, your little cat. And it's not yours. Not cool. Just also, like, I get that it's fun to post, like, adventure shots or whatever. But if that's not something you do on a regular basis, like, don't try to put out this, again, this fake persona, because it's not legit. If you're not the sort of person that wants to go rock climbing and hiking and kayaking, don't try to sell girls on that. It's not real, and we'll figure it out eventually. Same goes with playing a musical instrument. I know it looks cool to take pictures with guitars. I play guitar. I take pictures of my guitar all the time and of me holding my guitar. I have tons of pictures of me with it, but I actually play it. So again, try and put your real foot forward, not just your best foot, but your real foot. Okay. When you're in your bio, yeah, just try not to talk about your penis at all. We don't want to hear about it. It's not something we're into yet. And if you'd like us to ever be into it, you should probably just not open the conversation talking about it. That's just my personal opinion. Maybe some ladies are into it. I'm not, but nah, you know, that's just me. So I think that we've pretty much covered profile creation. Be you, be honest, mention bands you like, mention movies you like, mention books you like, if you like books. If you don't really like reading, put that out there too. If you're 420 friendly, put that out there also. That's something important to know. I don't personally smoke, but I don't mind if a partner does. So let people know that sort of thing. Again, before you get to the dating stage or the here's my real phone number stage, so that you know this is somebody that you're going to be compatible with. Don't be afraid to discuss politics. Don't be afraid to discuss your beliefs. Don't be afraid to mention your worldview. Like, put it out there. They have like one page to get a clear view of who you are. So, you know, break out the Windex, clean off that window so that when they're peering in, they're seeing a clear, beautiful picture. Because who you are is amazing. That's like kind of the most important thing that I want to get across, is you are amazing the way you are. Don't try to be somebody else that you think might be cool. Just be you. Okay, so that is profile creation. So now on to the talking phase. So this is like messaging people. So first of all, most people hate small talk. Nobody wants to admit it, but it's true. I personally hate small talk, even though sometimes I engage in it on dating sites. I've totally gotten caught up with that. So right away, try and have a topic in mind when you message them. Maybe something that you noticed on their profile, or something from yours that you want to see if they're into it. Just have a topic in mind and chat with them about it. If they're into Harry Potter, ask them what their Harry Potter house is. Like, you know, I love to be asked about my Hogwarts house. I'm a proud Slytherin, fangs up, baby. And as soon as somebody starts talking about that, I'm gonna immediately be a lot more relaxed, because it's something that I'm comfortable talking about. So, you know, try and engage them on their level. If it is something that you're both interested in, that makes it even easier, because you can kind of break the ice with, you know, like an inside joke or like a reference to the thing that you're both into, whether it's sports or movies or music. Just try and stay away from the, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. What about you? It's stale. Nobody wants to have a stale conversation, just like nobody wants to have stale chips. Again, not telling you what to do, just putting it out there. Obviously, asking how someone is always going to be fine. But when you're moving from there, you know, What are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. It gets boring going back and forth. So, yeah, be prepared to mix it up. Have a discussion about something that you both like. Maybe you want to argue about who the greatest basketball player of all time is. Obviously, it's Tim Duncan, and don't at me because there is no debate there. It's definitely Tim Duncan. But if anybody messaged me and wanted to argue about it, that would be a pretty interesting icebreaker. I've never had that one happen before. So from there, kind of getting into the when to give your number stage. So when you first start with the dating app, you're probably going to be getting messages from a lot of people, sending out messages to a lot of people that look interesting to you or that you've matched with. And eventually they're going to naturally narrow themselves down, and you're going to run across a person that you want to talk to every single day. If you find yourself constantly opening the app for more than a couple days just to talk to one person, and you're both like doing a really good job of like initiating conversation, then it's time to start thinking if you want to give them your number, if you want to text them or Snapchat with them or whatever. The other alternative is also to give them a social media if you're comfortable with that. I know everybody doesn't want to share their Twitter. Some people don't even share their Twitter with their family members. So I get that. Maybe that's where you want to do your own thing. But you know, it's another place to chat that, you know, doesn't go straight to your phone if that's not something you're comfortable with. And my girlfriend and I, we moved pretty quickly through that stage because I got to the point where she was the only one whose messages I was responding to. I opened the app only to talk to her and look at her profile because I just wanted to talk to her like all the time. And I still want to talk to her like all the time. So obviously, you know, we clicked pretty quickly and it was a genuine connection. So we exchanged numbers, and after we exchanged numbers, I deleted the app. Now, I know there are a lot of schools of thought on when you should delete the app, but for me, once I have made the jump from, okay, we're talking every single day on this app to now we're texting every single day, I don't need the app. But again, I'm not the sort of person that's going to look while I'm trying to forge a connection with somebody. If that's not you, that's totally fine. Again, this is just my opinion and this is my experience of what has gone really well for me is to just focus on one person at a time. But that's just me. I know some people are really good at, like, you know, kind of dating around, as it were, as opposed to, you know, just focusing on one thing. I'm not really good at that. I don't have that kind of focus. So I have to just give my time and energy to one person. And then if it doesn't work out, then, you know, I go back to the drawing board. But that's just me. So once you start like texting, you know, the conversations usually tend to get a little bit more intense. Then you start talking about family, your plans for the future, that sort of thing. And then you're getting towards like our next section, which is when do you want to meet in person? Obviously, this is going to be different for everybody because everybody's circumstances are different. Are you talking to someone long distance? Do you live in the same state but in different towns? You know, do you both have reliable transportation to get where you need to go to meet up? You know, can you both agree on like a spot to go? Like, I have gone to dates in coffee shops. I have been to dates in restaurants. I've been to dates at the mall. Like, there's all kinds of neat places you can go. And don't limit yourself just to like dinner and a movie or coffee if that's not something that you want to do. If you're not a movie person, don't tie yourself down to a movie. Plus, they're incredibly expensive, right? If you're not a coffee drinker, you know, don't tie yourself down to a Starbucks date. There are so many things that, you know, you can do. You can meet up in an arcade. You can go to the park and walk around. If your town has like a really cool like waterfront area, walking along the water is of course romantic. There are so many options, and I think that people kind of get locked into the exact same kind of dates all the time. Don't be afraid to mix it up. If you're both active, then, you know, you can go like do laser tag or something. There's so many fun things. Be creative at this stage. Like, definitely try and get both of you out of your comfort zone and go do a super fun activity. you're gonna wanna, like, you're gonna open up more, I think, if you're having a blast. Like, for my girlfriend and I, our first date, I was really boring. We met up at this restaurant. But while we were there, like, the server, like, I guess they did not realize that they had our table at first, so we didn't get any of the complimentary cheddar biscuits that they offer. And another table that had gotten seated way after us got an order, so I was like sitting there making jokes like, oh my god, they got our cheddar biscuits, and I was like making her laugh. And obviously making people laugh is major key. Once you've made somebody laugh, like, they're already starting to be kind of into you, and that's a good thing. And once they're making you laugh, you're, like, starting to be into them. So that's amazing. Like, if you can start a joke, have a little something to reference later, it's just laying the foundation for inside jokes. And, I mean, again, just me, but inside jokes are so fun, and it is forging a friendship with this person. At the very least, it's really, really great to make friends through attempts at dating. Sometimes you discover that you're not really compatible in a relationship, but that's somebody that you can still be really good friends with. I have two friends that I went on dates with, more than one, and it just, you know, didn't really work out romantically, but they're still really cool people, and we're still buddies. So again, you know, even if things don't go the romance route, you can always use more friends. So that's cool too. So then after, you know, with dates and stuff, then it comes to the point in time where, of course, this is different for everybody, whether you want to, like, move forward with having a relationship. Now for me, like I said, once she and I took things to text messaging, I went ahead and ditched the app, but it's different for everybody. If you know, you're the sort of person that doesn't really want to be exclusive, you're not really into monogamous relationships, you might keep your app if that's something that the two of you have discussed. I'm all for consensual non-monogamy if it's what both partners want. And if that's you guys, then hey, keep it rocking. That's amazing. For me, though, of course, you know, once she and I started talking, that was pretty much, I'm good. That was the end of it for me. And she and I have now been together over 2 years, so obviously my instincts are pretty good. I definitely feel like we hear just like a ton of awful stories about online dating and very few of the good ones, and I just wanted to share like some positive experiences. Of course, I have some ridiculous experiences that I will also share with you guys. But I think that this is a good stopping point for now, and I hope that you all enjoyed episode one, via online, about online dating. I don't know why I said via, here we go, starting to mumble over my words, got so excited. Hope you guys enjoyed episode one about online dating, and I hope that you'll all come back to catch part two, where we discuss some of the, I guess, cons and pitfalls of online dating, and I will share some of my more ridiculous stories with you guys then. All right, talk to you later. This is Lex signing off.